Springfield's Talk 104.1. My name is Nick Reed, and I guess last night it was some point officially announcing run for the U.S. Senate, Congressman Billy Long, and he joins us today. How do you do, sir?
Good, Nick. How you doing?
I am doing just fine. So, this, you know, it's a big decision, obviously. It's not easy to run. The state is much bigger than the 7th Congressional District, so it's not the sort of thing one goes into lightly. Every so often you get somebody who I think gets in a race like that, not necessarily understanding that, but you obviously do. So what was your thought process? Was there anything in particular that made you decide, yeah, I definitely want to do it, or is it something you just kind of knew and it was just a matter of timing the announcement?
I got on an airplane in Springfield and flew to Chicago. I was headed to D.C., and I got on the plane in Chicago and was headed on into D.C., and when I boarded the flight in Chicago, Roy Blunt was running for re-election. When I landed and turned my phone back on in D.C., Senator Long, Senator Long, Senator Long, everyone had texted me, which I'm sure they texted all the Missouri delegation, but I thought, uh-oh, I know what that means, and I was talking to one of my colleagues that afternoon, and they said, are you thinking about it? And I said, no, I'm not thinking about it. I'm doing it. But you know me, Nick. I mean, I had a career, 31-year career in the real estate and auction business before I ever went to Congress. I was 55 years old when I got sworn into Congress. And so I don't have people. All these other folks, they went into the state house or whatever at 24 years old and worked their way up through all the different offices and everything, and their people have people. So the way that my analogy was for a long time there, I'm on Amazon trying to buy a checkerboard, and they're playing three-dimensional chess. It wasn't like I was playing checkers and they were playing chess. So it's taking time to put together a world-class team. Kellyanne Conway is my senior advisor. She's coming in next week for my birthday, which is actually my birthday on August 11th. And Jamestown Associates is doing my media, which did Trump's media. And so it's just a matter of time for me to put the team together, because we have to control the Senate. We have to get the Senate back. If you care about what's going on at the border down there, then we've got to take the Senate back. And I think that I'm the guy that can do it. We don't need a big bloody race for Senate in Missouri. We don't need a general election that we spend $40 to $50 million on. And I told President Trump yesterday, I said, if you want us to have a real, you know, bad general election where you got to spend $40 to $50 million to defend Missouri, a seat that you shouldn't have to defend, then, you know, you stay out of this race. If not, you probably ought to get involved in this race, because I said you might cost us Arizona, you might cost us Georgia. Those are two seats that we can and we should pick back up. But you don't want to spend resources in Missouri on a race that shouldn't have to have that many resources spent on it.
Talking with Congressman Billy Long, announcing his run for the U.S. Senate. Everyone who runs, obviously, they're going to talk about how they know that they can do it. But you're not brand new at this, so you obviously know that there's something there. You've whether it's numbers, recognizing that there's at least a pathway for you. Kellyanne Conway wouldn't come on board, I imagine, unless she also felt that there was a viable path to victory. What does that look like for you?
Well, okay, and we have probably the largest number of Republican primary voters in the 7th District, yep. So I start with that advantage. In November, Nick, I'd been in office 9 years and 10 months. People don't like Congress. They don't like their congressman. So here's a guy. I don't do a lot of media, you know. I don't come on your show a lot. I don't do cable news hits. I don't run down and scream on the floor every day about when, you know, my words are not going to change one vote in the chamber. But I got the highest raw vote total and the highest percentage I'd ever gotten after being in Congress 9 years and 8 months. So I start with that advantage in the 7th, and I work my way out from there. I've got a bus that we wrapped. I'm going to do this 3 feet at a time. A lot of these folks, they've got millionaires and billionaires you've read about backing these third party, I'm not sure what they call them, third party whatever, where they can spend money. But you can't coordinate with a candidate, you understand, but My idea is, how they give them millions of dollars if they didn't coordinate? You know, I'm talking about, hey, will you give me millions of dollars? So I'm going to run it 3 feet at a time. I'm going to 114 counties, and I'm going to go to the city of St. Louis. And, you know, these other folks are doing their campaigns at 30,000 feet. I landed in St. Louis a couple of weeks ago. I drove over to Sedalia, which is 2.5 hours. I was coming from D.C. I spoke at the McKinley night dinner up there, drove home 2 hours, slept, went up to Raleigh the next day, 100 miles, did their Lincoln Day, came back home to Springfield, slept, got up, drove 3 hours and 45 minutes up to DeKalb County, Missouri, and I'm driving up there, and I'm thinking, you know, nobody knows me. Name ID is my number one, you know, flaw, I guess, statewide. People don't know me around the state, but I'm fixing to change that, and so I go up, driving up there 3 hours and 45 minutes, thinking, man, I walk in, speak 5 minutes, nobody knows me. I have to drive home 3 hours and 45 minutes. And I walk in, first guy I see, I said, well, I'm Congressman Long from Springfield. I know who you are. You're my daughter. My daughter worked for you when you first went up to D.C. You're a scheduler. And I said, you're Laura's dad, Laura McElwain? Yeah, he's a retired judge up there. I thought, well, there's one guy that knows me. And I turned around, and there's a state rep, and I need to learn his name and need to learn how to pronounce it. But his first name is Dean, and his last name starts with an S, and it's longer than a piece of rope. But he goes, Billy Long, you taught me auction school in 1981. And I'm like, maybe some people do know me. And so I've been, you know, if I wasn't running for Congress, I'm really bad on geography. I've been going all over, hitting all the events, and getting a really, really good reception. So we'll see. I mean, everyone thinks they can win, I guess, or they wouldn't get in. But if you remember the first time I ran, I was in an 8-way primary. I was not the party pick. I wasn't the guy that the Republican Party wanted in Congress. And I fought my way through an 8-way primary. And there's no one in this race that has hardly any primary experience. So I think I might have an advantage there, too.
Talking with Congressman Billy Long, who's announced his run for the U.S. Senate. One of the areas that I've noted in the past, you have stood out separate from the traditional party, is when it would come to Republican candidates or office holders that would say something, the media would jump all over them like crazy, Trump, of course, being an example, to the point where a lot of establishment Republicans would really distance themselves. And I will say that is an area that you haven't joined the rest of the party when it comes to supporting Trump, and the bandwagon was to distance themselves. You've kind of stood your ground when it comes to those areas, and it would have been much easier to join in the chorus. Now, that being said, a lot of times people don't know that, and then, oh, this guy's been in Congress forever, and so they think, oh, he's a career politician. What do you have a selling point? How do you convince those people, or what are you going to say to those people who think, well, we're just going to be sending another career politician, switching them from the House to the Senate, and so, no, we want an outsider? What's your selling point to those folks?
Well, if you Google career politician, the first line isn't someone that got sworn in when they were 55 years old. So I think, you know, calling me a career politician might not. And if you've noticed, I don't play any line. I go by gut reaction. I do whatever I think is the right thing to do. I was talking to the president. Like I said, I spoke to him for 45 minutes yesterday. It's 26th floor of Trump Tower. The president and myself, two people in the room going back and forth for 45 minutes. And he knows that I was the first guy that originated the phrase Trump train, been with him the whole way. And a lot of people got on the Trump train late. I mean, they were actively campaigning with other candidates against him. And then reluctantly, after he was our nominee, they got on the train, and then they jumped off the train, and you had people all over the place. And I believed in him from day one. You know, if you take a guy that campaigned in Iowa, a Manhattan billionaire in a suit and tie, and juxtapose that with a guy that campaigned in Iowa in pleated jeans and his sleeves rolled up, and every time he would, I'd text Mitt Romney's people, and I'd say, get him out of those jeans. This was like the first day he's ever had jeans on. So, and then the next day I text him the same thing. He tried to be a phony. Trump, he's like, hey, this is me. Take it or leave it. Right. And people like that. And I saw that early on. And I told Frank Luntz when there was 17 people in the race that he would win. And he thought that was the funniest thing he'd ever heard. And we walked over to a restaurant. My wife and I, we sat down. In comes Frank Luntz with Mick Mulvaney, of all people. Frank Luntz comes over, Billy, tell Mick what you told me. Tell him what you told me. And I said, well, Donald J. Trump's going to win this thing. This was the night before the first debate. And he just doubled over laughing. Both of them just thought that was the funniest thing they'd ever heard. So I think that, you know, I do things my way, and right or wrong or in between. And some people, you know, like what I do. Some people don't. And I'm just hoping there's more people that like what I do than what there's not.
Well, Missouri certainly is a Trump state. It's been demonstrated through voting. And Trump has weighed in on some of these primaries. Is he going to weigh in on this? I mean, I know that if certainly he is going to, there's going to be timelines to these things. And I'm not asking you to necessarily reveal anything specific, but I just didn't know if that was even a possibility.
I if you watch him in these other races, Donald J. Trump does what Donald J. Trump wants to do. And, I mean, Ted Budd, he's a colleague of mine. He announced at a rally that he was endorsing Ted Budd for senator in North Carolina. Guess who didn't know he was going to do that? Ted Budd. And there's other ones where he made real early endorsements. I don't know what his chosen path will be in Missouri. I don't know. He may stay out altogether. He may endorse. I don't really have a clue, Nick. And, you know, if I did, I probably wouldn't tell you. But, I mean, in all honesty, I don't know what he's going to do. And he asked me yesterday. He said, so you're in, because I filmed Tucker, and then I went to Trump Tower. So no one knew I was in yet. And he said, so you're in. And I said, yes. And he said, not right now, but I will be when Tucker airs tonight. And he said, so you're going to run with or without my endorsement? I said, yes. I said, I'm going to win this thing, Mr. President. And I'm going to win without your endorsement or with it. But I said, if you endorse in this race, you probably pick up Arizona and Georgia. Because if you stay out of it and we end up with a candidate that we have to defend in November and the party has to spend $40, $50 million on a general election that we shouldn't have had to fight, then it's going to, you know, cost you. That's resources you can't spend to pick up that Arizona seat and that Georgia seat that we desperately need back. And my whole pitch is we got to control the Senate. And if you don't, you don't have anything. Kamala Harris has broken 8 ties so far in the Senate. And if you don't like the way this country's going, and if you don't like what defund, the, right there in Springfield, look, defund the police. They're closing hours over at the police department. Yeah. Up here in Washington, D.C., Nick, there was Logan Circle, which is not a bad area. I've got a friend that lives right there. He was dining out that night. I could send you a picture of his knees rubbed red raw from diving and crawling out of the gunfire. They had 3 shootings in that part of Logan Circle, which is not a bad part of town. To my knowledge, none of the intended victims were shot. There were several people shot with crossfire, and one 53-year-old guy came over from Maryland with his wife to enjoy dinner out on an outside restaurant and was shot and killed in the crossfire of these drug dealers. And there's no police around. There's 200 less policemen, but that's what defund the police gets you. Yeah. And 200 less police officers in Washington right now than there was a year ago. Springfield police are cutting their hours back because they don't have anyone that wants to be a policeman anymore. And who would with, you know, the major party in the country right now hollering, defund the police? So if you don't like those policies, you need to help us get the Senate back, get the House back, and in 4 or 3 years, get the White House back.
Congressman Billy Long with us, and I appreciate you giving us so much of your time, but I do have one question, and it may sound off the wall.
I know what it is. You want to know? I know what it is. You want to know my website? Is it's BillyLong.com. That's it, BillyLong.com.
I don't mean this in any insulting way at all, but I think as you talk about having all these conversations with Donald Trump and meeting with Donald Trump in current day, he's not president any longer. What? Why is that happening?
He's loved in Missouri. His popularity is through the roof. I'll tell you someone else that is loved in Missouri.
I'm wondering, why is he meeting with you?
We're friends.
Okay.
And he's looking at this race. I mean, every time I talk to Ronnie Jackson, you know, who was the president's physician at the White House, he's a congressman now. I talked to him. We had dinner the other night. He said, Billy, the president loves you. He said, every time he sees you, he calls you out of the crowd. We're affectionate towards each other, I guess. We enjoy each other's company. We like each other. I never was a pain to him when he was in the White House. I wasn't one of these folks that ran over there every 3 days and said, let me in the White House. I need to be in this photo op with you signing this bill. But I've had his back from day one, and he knows that. And that doesn't mean a thing, though. He may endorse one of the other candidates tomorrow, Nick. I don't know, but I'm running with or without his endorsement. I told him yesterday that, you know, I'd like to have his endorsement, because if he does, that's going to make this race a whole lot simpler.
Oh yeah.
And it's going if we get the right guy to win the, you know, 360 whatever 4 days it is now or whatever, in that primary, you get the right person to win the primary, then, like I said, they don't have to spend that money. And that was my sales pitch to the president yesterday.
Right.
And but if you were at Lincoln Day last year, Kellyanne Conway was there in 2020 in Springfield. And she said, Billy, I've never, ever had that many photos taken. People love Kellyanne Conway in Missouri. They love Donald J. Trump. And I know Kellyanne's going to be with me. Trump might be with somebody else. You know, I can't affect what Donald J. Trump does. But, I mean, he you know, but...
I just thought I was trying to read tea leaves just a little bit there, because I realize how busy he obviously is, and he's going to be, I imagine, as just a businessman who's all into results. He probably doesn't visit with people unless there's a deliberate purpose for it, and so that's why it just piqued my interest when you said that. And, you know, just as I said, try to predict these things and whether or not he will weigh in on this Missouri race. So that's why I wondered.
If he does, and I've said from day one, if he weighs in, it's over. You know, whoever he weighs in on, it's over. And I've said that from day one.
Congressman Billy Long, running for U.S. Senate, I appreciate your time.
Thank you, buddy.
Hey, you bet. Take care. Springfield's Talk 104.1. I'm Nick Reed.